In the Warren County Radio Bible School today, we're going to return to the story of David bringing the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem. Oh, it was a grand affair when they went and got that Ark. They had thought of everything except the Lord. They forgot about His law and how the Ark should be moved, and were moving it in their own grand way. Now, they had built a new cart just for this, but those who were moving the Ark had not been sanctified, as the Lord said they should have been for those that would move the Ark. It wasn't the priest that was carrying the Ark, it was a new cart. But oh, it was such a grand affair. And they had all these instruments of music, and they were marching along and having such a wonderful time, so proud of what they were doing. But then the oxen stumbled, and the man that was helping to transport the ark with that cart, Uzzah, reached out to steady the ark. And you know what happened to him? We'll get to that in just a moment. You may want to turn in your Bible and follow with us, 2 Samuel chapter 6. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Let me read to you the story from 2 Samuel chapter 6. I'll read verses 6 through 11. And here we read, wait just a moment. Here we read 2 Samuel 6, 6 through 11. And when they came to the threshing floor of Nacon, Uzzah put forth his hand to the ark of God and took hold of it, for the oxen stumbled. And the anger of Jehovah was kindled against Uzzah, and God smote him there for his error, and there he died by the ark of God. And David was displeased, because Jehovah had broken forth upon Uzzah, and he called the name of that place Perez Uzzah unto this day. And David was afraid of Jehovah that day, and he said, "How shall the ark of Jehovah come unto me?" So David would not remove the ark of Jehovah unto him into the city of David, but David carried it aside to the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. And the ark of Jehovah remained in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite 3 months. And Jehovah blessed Obed-Edom and his house. I'm looking now at a Sunday school lesson that was prepared for the Sunday schools of August the 14th, 1927, by E.A. Elam. And he comments on this part of that story. Perez Uzzah means the breach of Uzzah. David was afraid of Jehovah that day. This was enough to fill him with fear. He knew that God was greatly displeased, and he said, "How shall the ark of Jehovah come unto me?" He did not yet seem to realize his own failure and the sin of Uzzah, the priest, who should have known the law. He was doing his best to honor God, and if God would not accept this, then what could he do? He could stop and learn God's will. Or, if he knew it, he could be more careful to do it. Just so. Many persons today, if they cannot worship God after their own ways and evangelize the world through their own missionary societies, they want to know how it is to be done. Well, like David, they should give up their ways and consult God's law and pleasure. We are not to help God in the formation of plans, but to use in faith the ones he has made. David proceeded no further at that time, but carried the ark aside into the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. This man, it seemed, was a Levite of the family of Korah. We can discern that from 1 Corinthians 26, 1 through 8. It was proper for such a one to have charge of the ark. It has been supposed that he was called the Gittite from the city of Gath-Rimmon, which belonged to the Kohites. The ark remained there 3 months. And for his courage and service in taking care of the ark, God blessed Obed-Edom and his house. What blessings God could bestow upon this man and his house so that all could realize that they came because he preserved the ark are not stated today. We should teach the word of God, pray, and otherwise worship God in our homes and make them fit places for God's presence. Christianity in our homes purifies them, beautifies them, fills them with the atmosphere of heaven, lightens their burdens, sweetens their sorrows, and fills them with happiness and peace. Christianity brings both temporal and spiritual blessings into homes. Well, there was another attempt at moving the ark. 2 Samuel 6, 12 through 13, we read, "And it was told King David, saying, Jehovah hath blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that pertained to him because of the ark of God. And David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David with joy. And so it was that when they that bare the ark of Jehovah had gone 6 paces, he sacrificed an ox and the fatling. And David danced before Jehovah with all his might, and David was girded with a linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of Jehovah with shouting and with the sound of a trumpet." The people saw why God blessed Obed-Edom and reported the same to David. David and the people had learned the important lesson that their own sin had brought this curse of God upon them. And David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David. How did he do it this time? "Then said David, None ought to carry the ark of God but the Levites." 1 Chronicles 15 and verse 2. He learned this from the book of Numbers chapter 4 and verse 15. "Then David gathered the priest and said, For because you bear it not at the first, Jehovah our God made a breach upon us, so that we sought him not according to the ordinance. Then the priests sanctified themselves and bare the ark of God upon their shoulders with the staves thereon, as Moses commanded according to the word of Jehovah." 1 Chronicles 15, 1 through 15. David proceeded again with a joyful company of Levites and leaders of the people to bring the ark from the house of Obed-Edom. David himself was clothed with a robe of fine linen, and all Israel brought up the ark of the covenant of Jehovah with shouting, and with the sound of the cornet, and with trumpets, and with cymbals, sounding along with psalteries and harps. When they had gone 6 paces, David sacrificed an ox and a fatling. And David danced before Jehovah with all his might. He leaped as well as danced. He and all Israel, just as he had stated, played, which means they danced before Jehovah as the ark was moving on the first time. Thus the people played or danced around the golden calf in Exodus 32, 6 through 9. Thus Miriam and other women had danced at the shores of the Red Sea in Exodus 15. When the women sang and danced, they went to meet Saul, 1 Samuel 18, 6 and 7. And so David danced at this time. This was jumping and leaping for joy. That's what David was doing, and that's what that dancing consisted of. Now, this was a religious service, and it is as justified now in the worship of God as it is to use the instruments of music on this occasion as it would be to jump around and dance. If we use such instruments because David used them, and because it says he sang praises to God with them, we should also dance, because he danced and says so. Praise him with the timbrel and dance, Psalm 150 and verse 4. Jephthah's daughter thus came to meet him. As a religious act, the daughters of Shiloh thus danced. The Hebrews seem to have left dancing with the women. But here David was dancing. This marks a peculiarity of David's conduct in dancing before the ark, which excited the displeasure of his wife Michal. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of Jehovah with shouting and with the sound of a trumpet. This was an expression of joy and gratitude in anticipation of God's blessing and removing the ark to Jerusalem. And so the ark was put in its place. 2 Samuel chapter 6, verses 20 through 23. Then David returned to bless his household, and Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, "How glorious was the king of Israel today, who uncovered himself today in the eyes of the handmaids of his servants, as one of the vain fellows shamelessly uncover himself." And David said unto Michal, "It was before Jehovah who chose me above thy father and above all his house to appoint me prince over the people of Jehovah, over Israel. Therefore will I play before Jehovah. And I will be yet more vile than this, and I will be base in my own sight. But of the handmaids of whom thou hast spoken, of them shall I be head in honor." And Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no child until the day of her death. It says that there was quite a spat there between Michal and David. There he had blessed the people, everyone, man and woman. He gave them a cake of bread and a portion of flesh and a cake of raisins, and all the people departed, everyone to his house. But when David's wife came to meet him, she reproved him and shamed him for dancing as he did out there before the women in the public. He replied he'd make himself more vile and become base in his own sight before God. And so she had no children until the day of her death. Now, that's the end of that Sunday school lesson. I turn the page and there's this little poem that I'd like to read, a little rhyme. It says, "If you, your lips, would keep from slips, five things observe with care, of whom you speak, to whom you speak, and how, and when, and where." On the opening page, we have the next Sunday school lesson. This was written and prepared for the Sunday schools of August the 21st, 1927. It's about God's promise to David. The text is 1 Chronicles 17, verses 1 through 12. "And it came to pass, where David dwelt in his house, that David said to Nathan the prophet, 'Lo, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of this covenant of Jehovah dwelleth under curtains.' And Nathan said unto David, 'Do all that is in thine heart, for God is with thee.' And it came to pass the same night that the word of God came to Nathan, saying, 'Go and tell David, my servant, thus saith Jehovah, Thou shalt not build me a house to dwell in. For I have not dwelt in a house since the day that I brought up Israel unto this day, and have gone from tent to tent, and from one tabernacle to another. In all places wherein I have walked with Israel, spake I a word with any of the judges of Israel, whom I commanded to be shepherd of my people, saying, Why have ye not built me a house of cedar? Now therefore, thus shalt thou say unto the servant David, Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, I took thee from the sheepcote following the sheep, that thou shouldest be prince over my people Israel. And I have been with thee whithersoever thou hast gone, and have cut off all thine enemies from before thee. And I will make thee a name like the name of the great ones that are on the earth.'"